Hi.
Hello. Welcome back. It's episode 5.
It's episode 5. It's been so long, though.
It has. Against all odds, we are actually, like, still alive.
We're still alive. We've been busy, I guess.
We've been busy. We've been doing a lot of stuff. Yeah. What have you been up to since? When was it?
It's been summer, hasn't it? So we've both been away.
Yes, yeah, summer's passed.
It's kind of
we'll
passed.
We'll be able to see on our Skype conversation, won't we, when we last had a Skype call. It was
The
24th of May.
Ooh.
That's a bit of a while ago. Fortunately, this podcast doesn't get old, so you can just re-listen to old ones. If you feel like there's too long in between episodes, don't worry about it. Re-listen again. Watch Sex and the City.
It won't seem like there's a gap either. But then obviously, us talking about there being a gap will seem like it, but otherwise there won't. So
yeah,
just carry on.
I don't think anyone's like refreshing the page going, where are they?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's how.
One of my friends did actually message me and ask when I was
really?
Doing more. But it is like a good friend, so it's not,
yeah,
she's not just a fan.
Oh. But I mean, I think we'll probably now like get back into the routine of doing maybe one a week.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's quite nice to just have like a midweek chat.
Yeah, break, in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
I've had such a wild week. I've been in Switzerland.
You've been in Switzerland?
Yeah.
It looks so much fun.
Speaking of drinking on a weekday, yeah, it has been super fun. So my friend Sophie, who Lauren knows as well, she's not got a job at the moment. She had an interview while I was over there, but she's sort of like, it's coming to the end of her being unemployed. She's it's kind of summer's ending, so she was just like, I want to do loads of fun stuff before I have to work again.
I follow this, I do know her from school as well, but I follow her on Instagram and she just looks like she has the best life ever.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it looks beautiful as well, like the place where she lives.
So she doesn't have a job, but for a year after you become unemployed, you get paid 70% of your salary as like unemployment benefit.
Wow, that's amazing. And you earn quite a lot over there anyway,
yeah,
don't you?
So she's on a stupid wage, like probably as much as I earn now or more.
Yeah, and then she's like just still getting that.
She was on way more than me, and now she's getting probably what I earn, but actually probably more than what I earn. Mental.
Oh my god, I'd just be tempted to just not work for a while and just have
She's just had loads of time out and done some travelling and stuff.
It has looked amazing.
Yeah.
Very nice. What did you do then while you were there? Just like chilling?
Yeah, just chilled. Like we went to some like there was some sort of festival-y thing. Not like a festival, you know what I mean? There was just like food trucks and bands.
Yeah.
On Tuesday night, and then we did this thing called tubing, which is apparently like a big Swiss
I saw
thing,
that, but I didn't understand
where you
what
go
it was.
And like, yeah, inflatables just down the river.
Oh yeah, so it is kind of what I thought it was. I was like, ooh, it sounds kind of like a water sport, but it probably isn't. It's probably just something like
really
casual.
I was like, this looks athletic, but honestly, you flow and just drink. And by the time you get to the end, like, you're sunburn and piss.
How can you drink on it?
It's they're quite big. They're like boats, inflatable boats.
Okay.
So there's plenty of room. And we had an extra one for loads of bags and stuff. And we all tied ourselves, like, or we tied all the boats together.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It was really fun. And the water is so nice and clean and nice. So like, we could jump off and swim in the water, alongside.
Oh my goodness, dream. So when are you back at work then, next week?
Next Tuesday, yeah.
And are you
not next Tuesday, then like this Tuesday coming.
Are you just back in London or?
Yeah, next week I'm back in London now. I think I'm going up to Edinburgh a few days the week after.
Very nice.
Weird, like Edinburgh ghost town. The fringe is over, so it'll just be dead.
You didn't go when it was the fringe, did you?
I did, yeah.
Oh, did you? I really wanted to go. I always wanted to go every year. I swear, every year we say to each other, like, oh, let's try and get a few days.
Yeah.
I know, but you have to like think about it so far in advance, don't you? Which isn't really a bad thing.
It was
just everywhere.
I didn't have enough time in the evenings. I have quite a lot of work to do, so I didn't really have enough time in the evenings to do anything. I saw one of my friends one day, and he had a show, so I went to that, and then we just stayed out for a bit and stuff. Aww. That was some food. That was all really
very nice. So we both watched the episode. What's it called? Something like The Power of The Power of Female.
Actually, I don't know. I don't remember. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, The Power of Female Sex. Or
are you guessing? Or are you reading it?
No, I'm reading it. I've just watched it on TV, so it's just up on my screen.
So what happens? It starts when they are at a restaurant opening and they've been waiting for 45 minutes at lunchtime. Relatively standard.
It is, isn't it? Like, it's... Yeah.
Especially in London. Relatively standard.
Yeah, so I guess maybe more in, like, where you are. It's still pretty standard here if you don't book somewhere which is known to be quite busy. Like, they're always going
to
be, like...
Yeah, if you go at
prime time. It's normally, like, no, you can't even wait. We're fully booked.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're being so sassy about it all.
Yeah, they overreact. And then, I don't know how long their lunch hour is because they're like, 45 5 minutes. Let's just go somewhere else.
They don't have a lunch hour. This is all bullshit. Like, they just say it and it's just not true at all. I don't know why. Like, come on, girls. You don't really work.
Just having sex during the day and we were like, you already have a lunch hour.
Well, they don't. Or it's not like what we would consider a lunch hour anyway. It's not like I actually have to get back to the office and do work.
Yeah, that's true. Carrie's like, life is her work, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. So, and then...
But regardless, there was no restaurant I would wait 5 minutes for.
I'd just go somewhere.
Actually, that's a lie I have. I've waited for Dishoom for a very long time.
It depends on the situation, because if I'm like, maybe more in the evening, if you like can sit at the bar and have drinks with somebody for like an hour, I'd probably be alright with doing that, and then just be like, well, we'll just eat later. If you really like want to stay at that place and eat there. Yeah. I've done that
at the Dishoom. In London, it's like the wait is too long, but in the one in Edinburgh, like sometimes they say max an hour. So I've just sat in the bar and had cocktails, and it's been over an hour.
That's nice, though, isn't it?
That you just sit drinking sit and cocktails. If you're not in a rush,
if
then
no one, yeah, or if the person you're with isn't like, I just need to eat, then yeah, it's nice to do that. So I don't know, like I told you, I just don't feel like I can relate to this episode.
Thanks. Yeah, so she's after her lunch. Samantha actually does go back to work. Samantha has somewhere to be. Carrie goes shoe shopping,
and she meets. Her card is declined. Yeah, so then this woman who she knows, again, just random woman that we've never seen before. We'll never see it. Do we ever see her again? Probably not.
No, never. I don't think that we do.
Like, rocks off.
But she's like, but she's like a sister to her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, she buys her a very expensive pair of shoes. So.
Yeah, and then just pops up, buys her some shoes. But he's like, don't worry, it's on my boyfriend.
Yeah, weird.
Who she just mentioned she's been with for 2 months.
And he has a very small. Oh yeah,
piece. I actually wrote down the line. She says. Tiny little penis.
I love that line. I like the way she says it. Then she's like, "Hi,
tiny little penis." I like that. That's the first, like, how you introduce your boyfriend.
It's just not like you don't even mention.
You have a new boyfriend. Yes, tiny penis, but
like that's we the get the high. That's the priority of what you need to know about the person I'm with. The size of his dick.
He'll buy your shoes. He's got a small penis. Life's good.
Yeah, she is basically just like a shallow. What does she? Carrie describes other people seeing her as Eurotrash,
and then she basically they say she's like a professional girlfriend, and Carrie's a bit judgy of it, being like, what's the difference between a professional girlfriend or just a professional, meaning like a prostitute.
Yeah,
but she's having a great time. She doesn't have a job. People buy like $30,000 like, bracelets.
If she's happy doing that and she doesn't feel like she's, you know, like stepping on her morals in any way, then it's not a bad thing, is it, really? I don't think so. Yeah, I wouldn't be judging
her. She's dating people. Like, she's just dating rich people.
I know somebody like fairly well who has, they're called like sugar daddies. I guess it's like the same thing.
Oh my God. Me and Sophie signed up to some websites. I think Sophie met one of them, or she was going to. I don't know if she ever did.
Okay.
I kind of chickened out. I just kind of did it as a bit of a joke. Yeah. But there are websites for having sugar daddies.
Yeah, super easy. Like, if you just crazy. Want to like.
Person you know, what happens? I don't know anyone who's done it in real life.
So from what I know, in fact, my other friend actually can vouch for this as well, because she met her when she was meeting him, and she'd always said to her like, I don't do anything like sexual, like it's just like a company thing, like he's basically just like a very like an older man who's just like crazy rich, and he'll pay her company and to like just like drink with him and have fun, but nothing like sexual. I think like obviously she'll flirt with him and stuff, because I think that's like the nature of it, isn't it? Anyway, my friend like went with her to meet him, and she just said they like went to his really nice house, and they were just like getting drunk and like had a dance, and he was just like kind of, he didn't even seem like creepy, he was just enjoying them having fun, but like, in a social way. And then at the end of the night, I don't know how much she pays like this, like I think she gets a lot. I mean, she basically doesn't work, like she just like lives off. It's just a lifestyle, isn't it? Like, she just has like very, very expensive clothes and, you know, bags and stuff like that, but they're all like what he gets her. Anyway, at the end of the night, my other friend, like, he just threw her like a grand and was like, thanks for coming. So she was just she was like, I just fucking couldn't believe it, like that's like my rent for like 2 months.
Fucking hell. Oh my God, how did she meet him? Because I would do that.
So she used to,
no one's taking advantage of anyone in that situation.
No, I think she used to do like a bit of stripping, and then she like kind of got into a little group, maybe group of friends that knew people, and then they like introduced her to him because he was looking for somebody for like company.
I don't like the idea of actually going on an app.
You're obviously a little bit more vulnerable that way, which is, you're still vulnerable either way.
It just feels a bit gold diggy if you're full on like advertising yourself.
It's massively
gold
diggy anyway. Like, that's all it is. She's not doing it because she likes him in that way. She's doing it for his money. Yeah. It's weird. It's crazy, but I just couldn't get my head around why anybody would do it.
Because he must know it as well. Like, he must be like, I shouldn't be here if I wasn't
there. No, of course. Like, it's very much in the open. Like, she needs money. The thing is, like, it's crazy. Like, she's really smart. She's like a trained accountant. Like, she could have like a 9-to-5, really good job, like decent salary, but she's just like, it's just not for me. Like, I just don't want it.
Do you think he wants 2 sugar babies?
No. I am not interested. I would never introduce you to someone else. You don't want to do that. Like,
why?
It's kind of like how Carrie feels in this episode. It's just a bit, it's because it's fake, isn't it? Like, you're just doing it purely for like consumption and wealth. Like, it just seems,
you're like acting.
Yeah, you are, massively. I just think it's empty. I'd feel gross. Like, even if you're not doing any like anything sexual, it's just, there's something really sinister about it. Like, it fair, like, I mean, yeah, sweet. Like, you make a grand for like doing fuck all, but like, I just feel like it's day.
I don't know what I think.
If I was like massively desperate for money, I can see like how people are tempted. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you don't have a job and like you're struggling, you know, I can see, because it's just so easy, isn't it? Like, all you need is like to be like sociable and like, someone to find you attractive, like, and you're sorted.
You don't even need to actually be a very sociable person. Like, if someone's paying you enough, you can act it for a few hours, can't you?
Yeah,
I could. I mean, people do it. Person ever, if I knew someone was going to give me like $5,000 at the end of it.
I don't have a problem with sex work or anything like that. It would just feel too empty.
So what happens next?
I don't know. It's all about that, isn't it?
They have a poker night.
Yeah, they stay because they're skint, so they're staying on Saturdays. And have... That sounds like super fun, by the way. I was thinking, like, just like play board games.
Nice.
Like, with like a group of like your friends. Like, how nice. I want to do that more often.
I know, they don't do that enough, do they? And Charlotte mentions that painter, that she's like, I don't know if he likes me, but either way, I want to get his work at the gallery. What do I do? And they're like, go!
Yeah.
Actually, they're not, are they? Miranda's like, if
they're a bit like opposed. Yeah, Miranda's very opposed to like her. I think it's only because Charlotte mentions like, oh, he's, I don't know, he might like doing me a fave. I don't know. Like, you know what Miranda's like? She's so bloody righteous about everything.
I noticed like in this bit, they're not very like fashionable yet. In the series, they just wear like really ordinary clothes.
You mean like when they're just like chilling?
Yeah, no, but in general, they're not like the outfits. I know when near how they get to, especially like by the end, like by the movies.
Yeah,
they
wear insane
clothes.
Yeah, comparing like the first season to like films.
Yeah.
It's like ridiculous, isn't it?
Apparently, once Sex and the City started getting popular, like designers used to just send clothes in for them to wear.
I'm not surprised, had, like, because that's how they would have them.
Yeah, as it gets to the end, they have like countless episode, like outfit changes and just montages that show like all the different outfits, because they're like, how do we fit them all in?
Clearly. So yeah, they have like a poker night, and then doesn't Thingy turn up for Miranda, and she's like,
he's like, oh, Skipper.
Yeah.
She's horrible to him, don't you think?
Well, I do think Miranda's a bit like that anyway. She's massively like blunt and short with people.
Yeah, but he
so
turns
doesn't
up
surprise
like he's offering her a lift. No. And she like rolls her eyes at him, doesn't she? Do you remember?
Isn't she like, oh, I told her. Does she make him wait or something? Or does it...
No, he knocks on the door and she's like, you're an hour early. So he's like, oh, I can just wait in the hall.
Oh, he's so cute. But he's
and
too,
she's like,
he's too,
ugh,
mean.
No,
he's too
and
nice. You know when he goes to like talk to Carrie about it and he's like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. It's like, you're just being far too fucking nice.
Yeah. You're really creepy. You're saying like, I don't wash, so like, I smell it for all day.
Yeah. That is
again, crazy. His words were like, we just have sex in the afternoon, then I go home. She's a lawyer. What? How does she have time off in the afternoon?
Yeah, that's silly. That's not a real thing at all.
Little Skipper. I like Skipper, but I don't know what Miranda's doing, and I don't know why Carrie's not intervening and saying, like, Miranda, please be nice to Skipper.
Yeah, why doesn't she? You would tell your friend, wouldn't you?
Yeah!
Especially, maybe you wouldn't if it was just a random guy.
Skipper was such a thing.
If it was just a random guy, you'd maybe just be like, whatever. But, like, if it was, like, your friend that she was doing it to, you'd be like, oh, come on.
Yeah, you'd be like, come on, he actually really likes you. Yeah. Can you just not be a dick?
Or just don't sleep with him at all, because you're just wasting his time. Yeah, I'd probably.
Yeah.
say something. Or maybe I'd just say it to him.
I'd forgotten there was such a thing.
You've got what?
I'd forgotten there was such a thing. I forgot that, like, it's been like since episode one and we're on five and they're still like sort of seeing each other.
When does he go? Oh, we'll find out.
I don't remember.
I got him a little bit confused with Steve, but yeah, Steve's the first episode.
When does Steve come in?
When she goes to a bar and he's I don't know when it is, but she meets him at his bar that he works at. I remember the scene.
He keeps topping up a glass.
I really like that scene where they both meet. I think it's really nice. But she's being like a bit of a knobhead. She's being like a bit stubborn. And he's just kind of like humouring it. I think it's quite adorable.
But not yet. Now they're all still miserable. She's using Skipper.
You don't see Big in this episode, which is annoying. I kept kind of wanting him to crop up. But
he doesn't. Carrie goes back to that restaurant and she sees Amelita. She's in bed and Amelita calls her and is like, come out.
Have you ever been in bed where someone's tried to get you out and you've been like properly able to go to sleep, but then you've just been like, fuck it, and got out of bed and got ready.
Yeah. Especially if it's a guy.
Yeah.
Then they're like, are you asleep? And I'm like, no! Oh no, I'm out!
Yeah.
I'll see you in a minute, shower, put makeup on.
I don't know if I've ever done it for a guy, actually. I've definitely done it for like when friends have been out, because I've just been like, oh, fine. Well,
I did it once where I was out and I text someone and I just didn't think he would reply, so I hadn't looked at my phone. I got home, had a shower, was literally took all my makeup off. I was just about to get to bed.
Put it back on.
Text me and was like, come out, come out.
Yeah.
It's my friend's birthday. And I was like, oh, fine. So I just put my makeup on again, got dressed again, and was like, I guess I'm going out again.
That's the worst as well, when you just take all your makeup off. You were in that little limbo where you're like, what am I doing? Should I go? I probably shouldn't, but.
You know when you're definitely going to say no, because you know if you're like, someone might text me. So you would, sometimes I even get into bed, but I like lie so that I've still got my makeup on and I'm like, I'm not fully committed to going to bed. Yeah. But once I've taken. Most of the time, if I'm like, right, I'm taking my makeup off, I know if they text me, I'm still like, fuck it, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. Kind of like hang on, don't you, a little bit?
I've done that so many times.
I can't think of when I've done it for like anything like really specific. I think it's just been like nights out where people have been out and I've just decided to suddenly go out last minute.
Yeah, I did it at uni loads, like especially in third year when I'd broken up with the and just the house was very awkward, and it was just like,
because there were always people
I'll go out at midnight, fuck it, what am I doing tomorrow, nothing, see you there.
I know, I would never go out now at like 11 or 12, but I used to do it so much.
I'm gonna try and like, just my time in Switzerland has made me think like, I'm gonna be more spontaneous again, I'm gonna be more like live for the moment a bit more.
How are you gonna
I'm intending to, but am I going to do it properly?
Is that just like being proactive, like being more like saying yes to things?
That's what I'm going to do.
I try and do that so much more like than I have done in the past. But...
So I had a bit of a weird say yes, where my friend was talking about this ski festival she's going to, and she was like, oh my God, come. And she was like, you'll get on with everyone. I'll add you to the WhatsApp group. And she did. And she sent me the link. And she was like, book a ticket. Yeah. So I did.
Oh, that's fine.
And I'm going to the ski festival. I've never been skiing in my life. She's the only person I know that's going.
It kind of sounds like something like you don't actually have to ski. Do you have to ski?
Yeah, you don't really have to ski. And she says that there's people, part of her group, that are going. Like, some people have never skied before. So, like, we could get lessons together or be shit together. But
a lot of people that go like to ski resorts, they just, like, kind of sit around and drink nice alcohol and like,
yeah, I know. And this is a festival as well, so even though I've paid money for it, like I've paid money for the festival and then skiing's like an extra.
Whereabouts is it?
It's in the Alps. The airport we're flying to is Grenoble, so France.
Okay. Oh, I bet it's, oh, it'll be lovely.
Yeah. I'm kind of like, I don't really know what to expect. It was a very YOLO thing for me to do. I'm usually like not that fun.
I don't know if I'd say yes to it, only because
it's so far away. Like when it comes round to it, I'll be like, what the fuck have I done?
I just don't think I'd be good at skiing. Like,
no, I think I'll be shit. I don't like being cold.
Too clumsy.
I don't like being wet. Love festivals, but it's not camping, so it'd be lovely.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll have fun. You just
I'm
have to
hoping
get, like,
it'll
out.
Be proper like I really love like ski resort kind of places. Like I love the Alps. I love everything French. I love wine. I love hot tubs. I love cozy cabins.
That's like,
I'm just
best,
hoping that's the vibe.
The best thing about I remember going to, although it wasn't like in the season, but going to like near the Dolomites. nights in Italy and at the ski resort there, and it was absolutely like you just wanted to stay there all year round. God, it's just perfect. You could just go and like drink loads of wine and eat pizza and go to like all the beautiful lakes and it's so nice.
And I'm at the age of like I'm the age now, right, where if I don't want to go skiing during the day and everyone else does, like who cares?
You can just do your own thing. There'll be so much that you can do. You could still get like the cable carts, like, and then go like walking.
Yeah, exactly, because we've got a lift pass that comes with the festival ticket. So yeah,
do that.
I can just like I'll have a wander. I'll bring my Kindle. I'll have a great time regardless.
Oh, I'm so jealous. That sounds so nice.
Why don't you come?
I'm just not committing to skiing because I'd just be so bad. I would literally be the person like just like wandering around drunk.
Yeah, that'll be me. I'll wake up and like drink a breakfast. Then I'll go to the slopes and I'll be like, see you in the
evening. See you at the top of the slope.
Do you know, this is regardless, this is sort of kind of irrelevant for the podcast, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Talking about like people like not making like last minute plans and hoping that someone will like message and do something.
Yeah.
Do you remember that guy I dated that lived in Leeds?
Leeds, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he started being a bit weird with me and I thought he's probably got a girlfriend. And like I didn't think that our relationship was flirty or anything anymore. Like
Lucy,
I just thought we were friends.
When was that? When you were talking to him?
Yeah, but for the last while he's been a bit like this. Where there've been times where I've seen him and spoken to him and he's been like, let's do something. And then when it comes around to doing
he just
doesn't message me or is like, oh sorry, I forgot, I was busy. And it's just a bit like, okay.
What's your relation? Okay, carry on. Sorry.
I thought we were friends.
Yeah.
Like when I text him and want to hang out with him, I'm not expecting anything or like I've just like him as a person. That's how I mean it when I want to do something.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
And like even if he's like, let's go out for dinner, I don't think it's a date. I'm like, let's go out for dinner.
You mean it as like just like speaking to the person.
Yeah, and so I was speaking to him when I was in Edinburgh. And he was just like, oh my god, let's do this, let's do that, like let's do a show, let's go for a drink. And like he was suggesting these things and I was like, yeah, okay, when are you free? And he was like sad and then I was like, okay, yeah, me too, let's do something. And like brunch. And I was like, no, because I'm working during the day, like you know that I am. And then he just didn't reply.
What, for how long?
That was the last conversation I had with him. So we'd agreed to do something like on a day, and then he messaged me that morning and was like, he messaged me the night before and was like, can you do a brunch? And I was like,
just didn't respond to your message.
Yeah, I was like, no, let's just stick with the evening because I'm at work. I can take like an hour out max, even then I can't guarantee it. So let's just stick with the evening.
That's so abrupt to just not like
it's
respond.
So rude, isn't it?
It's very rude, yeah.
On his Facebook and was like, he must have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he does.
Okay.
But so a part of me gets it.
Yeah.
Because I can kind of imagine if I had a boyfriend who was like meeting up with like an ex, I wouldn't love it. So I kind of understand why he might be reluctant.
You weren't really an ex, were you?
Well, no, we were like, I used to like go stay with him in Leeds and like he would come to stay with me in London, and it was over the course of like, oh, you were there when we met.
Yeah, I was at Picture House with you.
It was from then till about like Easter.
Yeah, it was quite wild.
So over a long period of time, but we didn't meet super often, every like 2 weeks or something maybe.
Okay.
So it wasn't like serious. We spoke on the phone a lot, but it wasn't like a serious relationship. We weren't boyfriend and girlfriend.
So have you just not talked since at all then?
Well, no, it was last week.
I don't know.
Isn't it? I'm not going to text him. I'm going to see if he apologises.
I don't think.
And if he does, I'm going to say like, it's like you don't need to explain yourself. I understand.
Yeah, I don't mind,
but you could have handled it better.
I think maybe him telling you would have been the best thing to do. I always, like in that situation, like,
if he just said like, for the avoidance of doubt, just to let you know I've got a girlfriend. My last few months have been weird like that, because I'm as well coming out of the woodwork. Yeah. Can you believe it?
Do you think it's just when guys get a bit like, I don't know why I think this, but I always think it's like when guys get in a bit of a like a rut or a bit like,
I think
slightly
that would fed definitely up. Definitely. Yeah. I don't think
So they kind of like think back to like the last person they were like maybe feeling that way about.
I don't think that's the case with definitely.
Yeah, right.
It was so random. I like to be friends and stay in touch with people that I've had feelings for and stuff in the past. Like,
it's a waste not to.
And I think that I'm mature enough to do it. And I even said to him, so do you remember he'd sent me that message and was like, actually, like, I don't know how much you know, but quite a lot's changed since we last spoke. And I was like, oh, he's going to tell me he's got a girlfriend. And then he just changed the subject. Do you remember? Okay. And then I was texting him when I was out. And, like, I was a bit drunk, but I was not saying anything flirty. And he was.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
His comments were, like, sexual. And then he just stopped replying, and he's just again stopped replying. So I went and, like, he deleted his Facebook, so I went on his girlfriend's, and they're still together.
Yeah, it's just like, because he'll
have been... What the fuck are you doing, pal?
Yeah, because he doesn't know, like, he'll have just been fed off. It's so predictable. It's pathetic.
It's just disrespectful of, like, don't treat me as someone you can just pick up when you're bored. Like, it's like what the does with you, right?
He obviously... A little bit. Well, he tried.
Or did. He was worse previously.
See, I still don't really see him as that person that he did that. I think maybe he tried a little bit. But because, like, we were... I mean, it might be the same with you. Because we were... It was so... I mean, we were really young. For me, it was like we really knew each other, like, at one point in our lives, that it's almost... Find it hard to feel like I'm that person to him, that he would just, like, feel like he could pick up. Like, I feel like it would be more like he'd look at me as, like, somebody that it could have worked out with, that it just didn't. You know, like the one that got away.
I like to think that way about Rob, but it's probably not the case.
Which is why, like, he kind of maybe gravitates towards trying to talk to me when things aren't going the way that they should with his relationship, yeah.
I don't think he means it in a bad way, because, like, there was that one night where our conversation was very flirty, and the rest of the time it was normal.
Yeah.
I'm not going to message him again. No, like, he didn't reply to my message, so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to leave it. And then drunkenly I sent him another one, which he read and didn't reply to. So then I was like,
oh, I remember
like,
you saying,
well, I'm done.
It is massively offensive to you. I've just completely no more messages to him, Lucy.
I'm not going to. No matter how drunk I get, it just pisses me off, but I'm not going to react.
I think that's what it is. That's almost what makes you message it. It's not because you have any feelings for it.
It's
just like,
I'm
like, so fucking pissed off at you. Like, I just want you to
think
know.
You are? I just want to be friends with these people.
That's my problem with, because I do like to stay, it's hard, isn't it? Especially when things don't end well between somebody.
Yeah, I think you need some time, but then I'm perfectly capable, I am anyway, of just going like, okay, I've healed.
Just being
now
an adult
be
about
because...
it. Yeah. I just think it's a shame when you, like, you clearly know somebody so well and they
know
you
exactly.
In a lot of ways that other people don't. To just, like, completely dispose of it.
Yeah, it is a waste. And you've got a connection. Like, the romantic bit might have died, but you still, regardless, have, like, a connection with that person. Like, whatever.
Yeah, but it's just whether, like, it's there on the same level as you. Like, with me, especially in this situation, like, with exes or people I've been with, it's that they still have, like, lingering feelings. And they don't say, but until it, like, gets too far, and then it's like, for fuck's sake.
Oh, guys generally... think that you love them, don't they? Like, guys seem to think that if you message them and pay them attention, it's because you're obsessed with them.
Do they?
Yes.
I don't have that, like, view at all. I just think you're... I think I'm a bit... Maybe I'm a bit naive to it. Like, I don't think that if you're messaging a guy, like, they would think that you're, like, obsessed. That's so, like...
guys just assume that if you're very friendly, they're like...
That's so arrogant, though. I don't think that if a guy... If somebody's messaging me, I don't think, oh, my God, they're obsessed with me.
No, me neither, but men do. And I'm not even going to apologise for that generalisation because it's accurate.
Males listening now, like, you motherfucker.
It's real talk.
Maybe it's just the way it works. I hate to think that, because then it just seems like I'm leading every guy that I'm messaging on, which is just not true.
Because I'm very friendly and chatty, and I'm a big texter. But I'm not flirting. I just like to talk to people that I get on with.
Yeah, same. I'm exactly
That's
the same.
All.
Yeah, it's like people that you have, like, common interests with. Like, I think it's just being sociable, isn't it? Maybe it's just miscommunication. Okay, should we go back to the episode? I don't know, like, she gets paid by this guy.
Oh, she does. So, yeah, this Amelita girl introduces her to a French guy with the worst accent ever. They go on a date, and then he leaves $1,000 in cash.
Can I just say, just, like, completely off topic, I'm just, like, scrolling on my Instagram. Your mum puts the cutest pictures up of her, like, stuff.
Well, she's been putting garden pictures up. That's why, like, I've taken them earlier.
French beans and yellow courgettes. Corn on the
We've
cob.
We've had a lovely day. We,
so cute.
Made vegan enchiladas.
Oh, very nice.
It's really hard to buy, like, where we live in Ireland, obviously it's in the middle of nowhere, so it's really hard to just find any ingredients.
Yeah.
You can't even buy black beans.
No.
So, we could... Yeah, So we had to just, instead of black beans, we just used like mixed beans and some white kidney beans.
You could use kidney beans, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to make a white, like a cheese sauce, but you can't get vegan cheese and you can't get nutritional yeast.
Okay, you could
still I really improvised and it was all right. I used, so my mum's been making this broad bean hummus, which is amazing. Yeah. So she was like, I'll leave half in the blender and you can sort of work with that. So I put cashews in. Yeah. And then I put, what else did I put in? Like paprika, turmeric. I put Marmite in because I found a recipe that said use miso. And I didn't have any miso, so I was like, Marmite.
They say that. They say in cheese, in vegan cheese sauce, like soy sauce, like adds a bit of flavour.
Oh, really? Soy sauce? Yeah. I put mustard in as well.
Mustard's a good shout. Yeah, Dijon mustard's a good shout.
It was all right, actually. Yeah.
Very nice. Is your mum, does she like try a lot of vegan stuff as well then with you?
Yeah, she thinks she's got quite excited of like cooking for me and stuff.
Oh, that's really good. I guess you have to be a lot more like experimental, like than the kind of just
Yeah, you do exactly. You can't just have like a basic. You know Iceland, the supermarket, the frozen supermarket.
Yes.
Apparently, they're releasing like a whole new vegan range. So you know they do those burgers that I've told you about before. Doing like a whole range.
Are they no bull burgers?
Yeah, they're doing a whole range of no bull stuff.
Yeah, they're the ones that are proper on it in like sustainability, aren't they? They've banned all palm oil in their products.
It's out in September. I'm gonna go wild. I've got an Iceland like right by me.
I don't. There's one on the moor actually, so it's not too far.
It's not out the way. But
No, not at all.
So I'm just gonna be living
with
frozen
shit. I'm gonna make more of an effort with that. Also, frozen stuff's great because it just never goes off, does it?
So. Yeah, exactly. Frozen veg. Come on, go rock.
Have you tried those Linda McCartney sausage rolls yet?
No.
Yeah, they're vegan as well. They're fucking amazing, Lucy.
Do you know what they do as well? They do like a duck. You know, like when you get Chinese duck pancakes?
Like hoisin duck.
Yeah, they do a Linda McCartney kit of those. I've seen it in Waitrose. No.
Linda's like, I swear to fucking God, I fucking love Linda.
Linda has stepped up. Have you tried those pies? They're called like country pies or something.
No.
They're fucking great. They're 500 calories a pie, but oh my God, they're
oh, it doesn't matter, does it? I had just her vegan burgers tonight. They were nice, but I was saying like they're kind of like a meaty like tech like. Do you know what I mean? They're kind of like the sub meaty. I actually prefer like just like bean burgers or like vegetable burgers or something. Then like something trying to be meat.
Something trying to be meat. I don't know if you tried them. Have you tried those Sainsbury's have just started doing a new vegan sausage? They're called Shroom Dogs.
No,
they are amazing.
I only ever go to like a tiny local Sainsbury's, so
yeah, I can't think where there's even a big Sainsbury's in Sheffield.
Just by Linda sausages, they're my favourite.
There's that one that's where the gym is near, like
it's like that's a mission. It's like Millhouses.
Yeah, Millhouses, that one.
There's one at Hillsborough.
Yeah, but they're so good. I made Adam eat them the other day though, and he didn't really like them. He said he preferred Linda's, but.
Linda's sausages are my favourite. I bloody love them.
The chorizo ones are great, aren't they?
No, just the normal, just the standard.
The plain ones. Oh, the chorizo ones are my favourite.
My mum loves them, actually. No, I just love the normal ones. I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah, that guy left her £1,000 in cash.
Really random as well.
It happened to someone I know.
Really?
But the amount that he got left money.
Did she have any idea?
No. So he was a guy and he's gay and he slept with someone who was like police and quite senior in the police.
Yeah.
And he thought he sort of took it as a don't tell anyone money.
Okay. Well, that's slightly different. That's like bribery.
But he took it as that. That wasn't said. He just woke up and the guy left him a check.
That's so weird. I feel so like dirty.
Yeah, he did.
I just feel weird about it all. I just feel like, no, I don't want it. I really don't want it.
Yeah. He was proper like, should I cash it? What do I do? He's like, I can just keep it and not cash it make up my mind.
I think he eventually did. Yeah, I don't know. I hate the idea of that. It's just so gross. Especially when someone's like, yeah, we'll talk. Like, we'll see you soon. And then it's like, oh, we didn't
talk. You have no intention of seeing me again. Yeah. I like that Carrie invited the man for room service. But he was like, get room service. So she's like, I will. And invited all the friends to the hotel.
Though.
They all
if someone did that to me, I'd be like, yeah, fuck it. I'm getting a shitload of room. I love that she invites all the friends. And then she's like,
Yeah, cool. We will get room service. All of us.
But like, in reality, nobody would be like around for them to like come.
I know. No one's like waiting for 10 a.m. Like, yeah, I'll come round to the hotel.
Oh, yeah, just waiting for a call. Yeah, I've not yet. I don't know.
Although she did say, why are you leaving so early? And he was like, oh, I've got a flight. So it could have maybe been like 6 a.m. p.m. or something.
Yeah, but it could have been super.
We know that their schedules made no sense. So then Charlotte goes.
Ooh, I was
going to
mention, like, obviously I can't relate to the whole somebody leaving me money thing. But have you ever like been with, like, dated people, even been going out with somebody where they're kind of like trying to impress you by them like having money and like almost like you feel like they feel like they're owed something from them, like spending so much money on like dates and things like that.
Yeah, I met someone recently who was lovely, like I met him a night out.
Yeah.
And we like spoke on phone and we were like, it was really nice. And he was like, right, we should go on a date, and we planned something. And then he spoke about money loads. Yeah. And then he's like, usually for a first date, I would take a girl to Paris, we'll just fly over it and things like that. And I was like, oh God, here we go.
Like, I don't understand from my, because it's happened to me quite a lot, and I don't understand, like, how a guy thinks that that's even a good thing to do, or...
I know!
Like, they must have just dated,
like,
girls.
It's a shame because you're really nice, and I'm just like, it got round to the day that we said we were going to meet, and he messaged me being like, what do you want to do? And I just didn't reply. Because I was like, you seem like such a nice guy, but I know we're going to get into a situation where you spend loads of money on me, and
just,
I feel uncomfortable.
It just
and
makes
like,
me
and
feel...
then you feel like I owe you.
That's the
and
problem.
I don't want to feel like indebted to you.
I just don't want to feel like, it's like they're almost trying to degrade you in some way through the fact that they have more money than you. I don't.
Yeah.
Or that, you know, they might not even have more money than you. It's just the fact that they're like flashing it around and being like, oh, well.
I mean, obviously girls are, but to me, just why would you be impressed?
I think it's the fact that
I've got my own money, thank you.
They've dated people that maybe are impressed by it and do kind of look for that in a guy. Fair enough. It just makes you feel like really, like, it makes me feel like really numb, like, in that sense. Like, you just, like, you can't get to know that person on any, like, kind of genuine, like, level that's, like, just natural, because all they're doing is, like, showing off their money.
I'm glad you said that, actually, because I was thinking about, literally, even today, that guy where I was like, oh, like, I never put myself out there. I missed out on that opportunity. But now I'm like, no, I'm glad that I did.
No. And I think you can sometimes.
Was like,
it's a horrible thing to feel.
In the back of my head,
feel.
I was like, no, Lucy.
Because it is just like money, but it's sometimes, like, it has happened to me where you kind of stand by your morals and you do what you think like is right, and then you're kind of like, oh, is that the right thing to do? Should I have just been like, yeah?
Yeah. Because he started it really nicely and was like, let's go to a really nice restaurant. Let's go to like a Michelin star restaurant. And I was like, oh, that's really nice. You're making an effort.
And
okay.
I guess you were.
But it wasn't. I'm making an effort. He was like, where can we go that's
expensive? Yeah, that's the thing. They're not making an effort.
Equal effort.
It's not making an effort for them to like pay, is it? Like, it's just being like, this is really expensive. You'll notice it. This is what we're gonna do. Yeah, it almost makes a guy like a lot less interesting.
Yeah,
than they might be.
It's an insecurity thing because they're not confident enough of their personality that they're like, money is my personality.
It's that, and it's also, but I've also felt offended that it's more of the fact that they think you're impressed by it.
Yeah.
Like, I've dated like people where they just think, and I know that they think that I'm impressed by them spending a lot of money on me or them like taking me to like fancy places and stuff. It's like, it's really offensive that like you think that's what impresses me from somebody, or that I'm like that shallow, that that's what kind of like would
make
me want
to
be with
you. Yeah, you know what, I would love to just stay in. Like, let's just cook something and that's nice to me.
And it's why I've kind of had that view on the whole sugar daddy thing, because it's always made me feel just so like, it's just always felt so fake, like, and just uncomfortable.
That's different though, because I think with the sugar daddy thing, you know what you're getting in yourself.
Yeah, you know,
you
it's not like
do.
A commitment thing. Yeah, it's almost like with dating somebody that's like that, it's like there's like an elephant in the room because you both know like what they're doing, but it's like,
yeah.
Like, man.
Yeah. You're like, I don't like you. What if you get made redundant?
To the point where like, you know,
then
like,
what are we gonna do?
You know, like if you're on a date and then a guy like offers to pay, and obviously you will like offer to pay half or whatever it is, and that's fine, like, and they might like be happy with that or whatever.
I would really insist to pay half, like I feel really uncomfortable paying on dates.
I've always insisted on paying half. Like, I've even like paid for like the, like, I'm not like, it's not something that bothers me at all, to the point where like if you're with somebody like that, then you feel like it's that they're like really offended that you would offer to pay half.
Yeah, I've had conversations with guys where they're like, no, I would never let a gate bill even pay half, I would pay the whole thing. And I'm like, why?
You know,
yeah,
he used to tell me that he would be very, like, very offended if a girl was to offer.
he's the He's that type of guy.
But he used to take girls to Nando's, so let's be honest, Nick, it's not too bad.
We went to Taco Bell, Lauren. Me and Nick went to Taco Bell.
I did, you? Yeah, I think it was...
It was very casual, though. It wasn't like a date.
I think I made that joke to him, and I was like, well, when it's Nando's, Nick, it's not too bad.
He did not pay for my Taco Bell. I'm pretty sure, and it was when I lived at Hunter's Bar, so I lived really close to Taco Bell. Yeah, so on the way to his, we were like...
I remember when he once bought a girl chocolates for Valentine's Day, and he was, like, too, like, embarrassed to give them to her, and I, like, convinced him to give them to me instead. And I got a whole box of chocolates. I was single, I was like, dream.
Oh,
I missed it. Just like, okay, yeah, you have them.
I used to buy, like, Christmas presents to my friends in school. It wouldn't be, like, presents. It would be, like, a box of Maltesers. And then, for some reason, I always felt really awkward about giving them out. So I never, ever did. And no. They stayed in my wardrobe for, like, 3 months. And I'd be like, fuck it, I'm going
to
eat them.
I used to buy people, like... You know, in school, I would just go to Lush and buy everyone, like, an individual bath bomb or something.
Yeah, and then, but then for some reason, I would get... When it came to giving them out, I would just feel really awkward about it, and I wouldn't do it. So, Charlotte goes to the painter's house.
And he says cunt quite a few times, doesn't he?
He says cunt a lot, and I didn't think they were allowed to say that on American TV.
The cunt's the most powerful thing.
It gets a bit creepy, doesn't it, when his wife comes as well, and they're both, like, smiling at her, and she's like, I love that that's cunt.
The stage where it gets creepy, like, it's not before, like, this old man. I'm just showing this, like, young woman. It's like when his wife comes in with, like, lemonade and cookies, and it's like,
and keeps saying cunt as well. They're both just saying cunt and smiling at her.
That being said, I was kind of thinking about the kind of art side of it, and I really like erotic art, so I kind of see the attraction towards it all. I mean, I wouldn't pose for anybody for it.
I think I would, especially for those paintings. Would you? Because they were not, like,
yeah, that's true. They're very kind
anyone.
Of abstract, aren't they? Yeah. So I love it, like, erotic art, so it's, I just think it's cool that he does it, and that he thinks it's, like, a really powerful thing.
Yeah, even, to be fair, even if it was a little bit more realistic, I'd probably still probably let someone do it. If it was, like, art exhibition.
I think I just feel a bit insecure, like, about
looking
at it.
I'd love it if one of my friends did it and we got to go to the exhibition where there was just a big picture of their vagina on the wall. Like, that would be a great day out.
Yeah, that would be really cool, actually, wouldn't it? And imagine, like, your vagina selling for, like, thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
You'd be
that'd
like,
be great.
Wow.
That's empowering.
Yeah, that is massively empowering. Yeah.
That's empowering, but then a man living giving you £1,000 for your vagina, it's not empowering. Why?
Because you're not fucking the artist, are you? You're letting them be passionate about, like, what
I guess
they,
it's
what
very
they
much
do.
On your terms. You aren't really giving anything. It's not an exchange as such.
And it's not, like, an assumption either. It's like, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
We need to do more critical analysis of these episodes.
We but we just be like, here, like, I think it is very, I think it's a very different thing.
So how does it end? Oh, it ends with...
It's a lot more consensual, isn't it? Like, if you know that you're posing for somebody who's going to make money from you, like, you know, being creative, than somebody that you're not aware that is going to leave you £1,000. Like,
you weren't aware
into,
that
like,
you were
having sex for it, yeah.
You're engaging in a transaction, yeah. And then Carrie is in the toilets, isn't she, of that restaurant that they can't get a table at, and then that girl asks her for a tampon, the server that's been rejecting them day in, day out.
I don't
and then
know.
After that,
nice.
They can get a table. I thought that was quite nice.
It's nice. It's
nice
a really
about
nice.
It.
It's a really nice scene. She's kind of like, yeah, you can have a tampon.
Yeah, of course I do. Here you go. We'll have a table now.
Hey.
Yeah, you'd be like,
thank you.
Cool.
Thank you for just being normal for a second.
I think even if it was someone that I didn't really like, I'd be like, yeah. You can.
Of yeah,
course
of course you would. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not a dick, so you would. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys, that this hasn't been better.
We'll get better. We just need to get back into the swing of things. So don't, like, stop listening.
We'll do another one, like, really soon. So then we can just have two out of once. And then if this one's a bit shit, it doesn't matter because the other one will be good.
You're going to have shit ones to listen to. It's going to happen, so.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. I've got my stepdad's 50th birthday.
Oh, when?
On Sunday. But then I'm also going to another 40th. Birthday on
Sunday. Oh yeah, that's your friend's new fiance.
So it's busy. And I'm going to a wedding.
Did you say you're doing something on Saturday as well? The wedding?
Well, I thought the wedding was on Saturday, but it's actually tomorrow. So I've got a meeting at work tomorrow morning, which I haven't been able to rearrange. So I've got to go into work for that and then leave at half twelve probably. Go to the ceremony. But then I'm not going for like the meal thing at the wedding. I'm just gonna go to the reception in the evening. So I'm gonna come home and get get ready and stuff. I think that's like
my stepsister got married. I just went to a wedding.
Oh yeah. Oh, that looks so nice.
Well, it was really nice.
I love weddings. They're so cute. I always get so fucking emotional though.
I never do, but this one I did.
Oh god.
This one I did. I'm usually like emotionless at weddings, but
really,
I did like well up.
Oh, I just think they're lovely. I love a wedding.
Me too now. What have I become? I don't know, Lucy. What have you become?
What the fuck have you become?
Right, should we say goodbye?
Okay, we're going to say goodbye now.
Right, we tried to say goodbye before, but this time we're really saying goodbye. Goodbye!
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.